Good Wednesday evening, everyone. Welcome to the third night of area high school basketball. We've got girls' night out tonight as Scotland County takes on Princeton in our first game. And tonight's game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. And they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, North of Memphis, the People's Bank, Wyoconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, ATVs, North of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, North of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. It's 6 o'clock. Our current temperature is 17 degrees. Let's take you out to Queen City, Missouri for tonight's girls game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to Scotland County High School, home of this year's Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. It's girls' semifinal night, and the first game of the night is a 1-4 matchup. The number one seed, Scotland County Lady Tigers, coming in with a record of 21-3. And the number four seed, Princeton Lady Tigers, as they come in with a record of 18-8, as they defeated Putnam County in the quarterfinals, 51-29. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four of the Lady Tigers from Princeton. It'll be Addie Henke, a 5'6 freshman. Claire Buckler, 5'6", a junior. Lauren Crone, 5'9", senior. McKenzie Duncan, 5'7", a junior. And Grace Kelly at 5'11", a sophomore. Addie Henke, Claire Buckler, Lauren Crone, McKenzie Duncan, and Grace Kelly. The Lady Tigers from Princeton, 18-8, coached by Steve Richmond. For Scotland County, it's the same as it has been all year long. All five seniors. Ayla Humphrey, a senior. Abby Curry, a senior. Hannah Feeney, a senior. Emily Dial, a senior. And Elena Whitaker, a senior. So Ayla Humphrey, Abby Curry, Hannah Feeney, Emily Dial, and Elena Whitaker, the Lady Tigers from Scotland County, 21-3, and coached by Corey Schultz. Both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball. First semifinal of the night. Second semifinal. It's going to be a 2-3 matchup. Scotland County Ladies, the number two seed, and Canton Lady Tigers, the number three seed. So both teams are out their respective coaches as the Scotland County Lady Tigers. I'm going to try to stay away from that as I did in the boys' game last night when Scotland and Princeton played. Stay away from calling either team Tigers because they're both Tigers. So it's going to be Grace Kelly, the jump center for Princeton. Elena Whitaker will jump center for Scotland County. Ball is up tip, is controlled by Scotland County. As Hannah Feeney just outran Lauren Crone for the basketball. So Feeney across the timeline gives it to Humphrey between the two circles. 2-3 zone for Princeton. Feeney on the right wing inside the arc. Now dial in the right corner to Feeney. Skips it across to Humphrey. Now Curry at the top of the key to Humphrey on the left wing in the left corner. Dial inside. Curry puts up the shot, missed it. That drew the foul, and the foul is going to be on Grace Kelly. So Kelly picks up her first foul, and Abby Curry will go to the line to shoot a pair. So Abby Curry has two. First shot up, got it. And Scotland County draws first blood, 1-0. Scotland County on top as Curry has the basketball. Shots on the way. Off the heel of the rim, no good. And Kelly off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Henke. Henke dribbles to the top of the key, right on the top of the key. Now she'll step into a three, no good from the top of the key. And Emily Dial off the rebound. Gets it to Feeney. Feeney wants to run. Now she brings it across the timeline between the two circles. Bounce pass to Dial on the right wing beyond the arc. Feeney dotted line, five-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. It was blocked by Lauren Crone, and Crone came down with it out of bounds. So Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. As the Lady Tigers, all five seniors wearing pink tennis shoes. Whitaker to the right corner. Now Feeney in the right corner. Gives it back to Dial. back to Feeney. Feeney gives it out to Curry. Ayla Humphrey drives the baseline, puts it up, missed it from five. And off Crone off of the rebound. She's tied up by Whitaker. Jump ball on the lead. Possession comes back to Scotland County. Full court pressure by Scotland County as Crone will inbound. Gets it to Kelly, back to Crone. As Crone dribbles through a double team to the right wing, beyond the arc, Crone still with the dribble. Gives it back out to Hinkey on the right wing. To Duncan in the right corner, inside to Kelly on the right block. Kicks it back out to Buckler on the left wing. To Crone at the top of the key. To Hinkey at the top of the key. Now Buckler on the deep left wing, new Hinkey between the two circles. Kelly on the right wing. Kelly back to Crone. Crone running 15-footer. No good. Elena Whitaker high for the rebound. Gets it out to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline of Whitaker to Ayla Humphrey. Now Curry for three. No good. Rebound kept alive by Whitaker. Picked up by Feeney. 14-footer by Dial. Got it. 2 points for Emily Dial. 3-0. Scotland County with the lead. Traced here by Scotland. Kelly gets it back to Lauren Crone. Crone guarded by Emily Dial. As Crone will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Gives it to Hinkey between the two circles, guarded by Humphrey. As Hinkey tiptoes around to the right wing. Now Kelly at the top of the key, back to Hinkey. She'll try another three on the wing. Full time! Addie Hinkey with three, and we're tied at three. Feeney brings it across the timeline. To Dial over the right wing, back to Feeney. Now Elena Whitaker to Humphrey. Top of the key to Curry. Emily Dial for three. Airballed it. And it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Princeton basketball. I think she had the right angle, not quite the right distance. As Crone against Frazier will look for somebody. Trying to get it in to Kelly. Slapped out of bounds by Elena Whitaker. So it'll be Princeton basketball out of bounds. In the backcourt, still pressure by Scotland County. Crone will get it into Hinkey. Hinkey behind the back dribble down the far sideline. Now dribbles out to the middle of the floor. Takes it down the left lane. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. As Humphrey picks up her first foul, foul's on the floor. So it'll be Princeton basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Kelly will inbound to Hinkey in the right corner. Balls down, keeps the dribble, dribbles out, top of the key. They swing it around to the right-hand corner to Kelly. Back to Duncan. Now the left wing, it goes to Crone inside Duncan. Duncan tried to get it through a double team to Kelly. Kelly couldn't hang on. The pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Tied at three, 4:59 left to play in the first quarter, just the start of this one. Hang on to your seats. Feeney gives it to Humphrey, top of the key. Now Dial on the left wing to Humphrey. Right wing, it goes to Feeney. Feeney bounce past the Dial in the right corner. Feeney on the right wing beyond the arc to Humphrey on the left wing. Top of the key to Curry. Back to Feeney. Steps into a three. No good. But rebound kept alive by Dial to Curry. Now Humphrey back to Feeney. Feeney steps in with a left hand. Lays it up. No good. Whitaker with a rebound. Puts it up and in. 2 points to Elena Whitaker. Placed by Scotland. Inbounds pass to Duncan. Gives it back to Crone. As Crone will bring it across the timeline. Crone guarded by Dial. Dribbles between the two circles. Now round to the right wing. Inside the arc. Lost the dribble. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Scotland County basketball. Paige Bishop checks in. And Abby Feeney will set down. So Humphrey inbounds to Feeney. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Finds Bishop on the right wing to Feeney. Now the deep left wing to Humphrey. Dial on the left wing. Inside it goes to Whitaker. Put up a shot. Missed it. And the rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch, I think, by Lauren Crone. So it'll be Feeney to inbound. Underneath their own basket. Feeney slaps the ball. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Humphrey. Top of the key. Humphrey down the left lane. With a little 10-footer. Wouldn't go down. Dials the rebound, puts it up, missed it, but drew the foul. It's either Crone or Kelly. And, well, it's going to be Claire Buckler, number 10, picked up the foul. So Emily Dial at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, no good off the heel of the rim. 3:48 left to play in the first quarter. 5-3, Scotland County with a lead. And Lynn Dial looking for her first points of the ball game. Well, she has two, looking for three. Now she's got it. 3 points. Bramley Dial, 3 points. Scotland the lead. As Duncan on the far sideline gives it to Kelly. Kelly underneath the wide open Claire Buckler. Off glass, got it. 6-5. Scotland County with the lead and the basketball. Feeney gives it to Humphrey. Now Dial on the left corner. On the left wing to Humphrey. Tried to get it to Bishop, and Humphrey just airmailed a pass over Bishop's head. So pressure again by Scotland County. Crone will inbound to Duncan. As Duncan dribbles the basketball, picked up by Dial, just across the timeline to Hankey. Hankey in a double team on the right wing, and she somehow got it to Crone in the right corner. Duncan, top of the key. Buckler on the left wing. Bounce pass back to Duncan on the right side of the circle. Now Grace Kelly cut off on the right baseline by Elena Whitaker. Back to Duncan. She tried to dribble down to the baseline. Knocked out of bounds. The pass knocked out of bounds. Her ball by Hannah Feeney. So Hankey will inbound. In the right corner it goes to Duncan. Knocked away by Feeney, and Feeney comes away with it, then lost it. Picked up by Hankey over Whitaker. Put up a shot. No good. Crone with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Lauren Crone with 2 points. It's a 1 point. Princeton leads 7-6, 2:40 left to play in the first quarter. As Feeney takes to the left wing, to Bishop between the two circles. Humphrey on the right wing. In the right corner goes to Dial. Back to Humphrey, top of the key. Bishop, now Feeney on the left wing, beyond the arc. Skips it across to Ayla Humphrey on the right side of the circle. To Dial, top of the key. Now Humphrey out beyond three on the right wing. Dial, top of the key. Bishop on the left wing. Now it's fast in the left corner goes to Hannah Feeney. Inside the Dial on the block. Off glass. Wouldn't go down. But Whitaker's there. No good. Dial gets a rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. But drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Grace Kelly. So Kelly picks up her second personal foul. And Emily Dial will be at the line to shoot a pair. She has three, looking for four. Eyes it. Fires it. Missed it. Left a little bit short as into the ball game comes Randy Shahan, and Grace Kelly will check out. Elena Whitaker will check out, and Abby Doster will check in. So Emily Dial set for a second free throw up. Got it. 4 points for Emily Dial. And we're tied at seven. Inbounds pass to Shahan. Gives it to Duncan. Duncan had the ball poked out of her hands by Bishop, picked up by Dial. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Duncan. So Mackenzie Duncan picks up the foul. That's her first four-team foul against Princeton. Paige Bishop will inbound for the Lady Tigers of Scotland County on the far sideline to Feeney at the top of the key. Now Humphrey on the right wing. Bishop, top of the key. Left wing goes to Dial. Left corner, Hannah Feeney gets over to Paige Bishop in a double team, pushed out of bounds. Ball's out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Princeton. So again, Frazier by Scotland County. Lauren Crone will trigger. Crone looks for somebody. Gets it in to Hankey. Hankey dribbles out of the triple team. Behind the back dribble, almost lost. And actually the double team gets it to Crone on the left wing. Left corner, it goes to Buckler for three. No good. And Duncan off the rebound. Duncan out of the double team. Lost the handle on the basketball. It'll be Scotland County basketball in the backcourt as Princeton, no pressure. 1:30 left to play in the first quarter, tied at seven. Hannah Feeney to Humphrey, the Bishop on the right wing. Humphrey at the top of the key. Feeney gets the ball in to Dial, puts up a shot, no good. Doster gets the rebound. Her put back, no good, but she drew a foul. And the foul's going to be on Buckler, so Claire Buckler picks up her second personal foul. And Abby Doster at the line to shoot a pair. Eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Abby Doster, and it's 8-7 as Curry checks back in and Dial checks out. Also, Buckler will check out, and Gracie Allnut checks in for Princeton. as Doster. Second free throw on the way. No good. Dial comes off the rebound. She's tied up by Crone. And alternating possession stays with Scotland County. And now Princeton wants a timeout. 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Scotland County 8, Princeton 7, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New merchandise is arriving daily at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, so come on by and check out these February specials. Men's and Mrs. Levi and Wrangler jeans, buy one pair at regular price and get the second pair at half price. Dry shod and muck rubber insulated boots for men, misses, and kids, they're 20% off. Take 25% off gloves, ladies' shirts, tops, sweaters, and jewelry. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. 1:20 left to play in the first quarter. Hannah Feeney, the Bishop out of the corner for three. No good. Doster had the rebound, and it's stolen away by Allnut. Picked up by Duncan, and a whistle. And a foul. The foul will be against Scotland County, and I didn't see who got it. Foul's going to be on Abby Doster. That's her first. So with the basketball is Addie Hinkey. She'll bring it across the timeline. Guard at the free throw line. Jump pass underneath the Allnut. Puts up an air ball from five. No good. And Abby Curry off the rebound. Gets it to Hannah Feeney. Feeney ahead to Humphrey inside the arc of the left wing. Now Curry for three off the front of the rim. No good. And Feeney off the rebound. Fans back out to the right wing. Now across the top of the key to Humphrey. To Bishop on the right wing. To Humphrey at top of the key. Humphrey gives it to Feeney. Steps into a three. Bullseye! Hannah Feeney. 3 points. And it's 11-7. As Addie Hinkey with the basketball. They try to get her in a double team. Still with the dribble to the far sideline. Hook pass down to Duncan underneath the wide open. Allnut and missed the shot. Wide open off the left block and Doster off the rebound. To Feeney. To Humphrey on the left wing. Back to Feeney on the block. Feeney to Doster. Doster tried to get it into Curry. Batted away. And now a whistle and a foul. They call it a jump ball. And all of the possession comes back to Scotland County. 7 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Elena Whitaker will check in. Paige Bishop will set down. Nope, you're going to give it to Princeton. So Hinkey will inbound to Crone. Crone around Hannah Feeney. Takes it to the right wing. Down to the right baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Scotland County 11, Princeton 9-7. And I'll be back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Graduation day was one of the most memorable days of my life. I remember walking across the stage to get my diploma and thinking, what's next? But I took comfort in knowing I saved for my future with People's Bank of Wauconda's Education Club. Beginning in August, I put funds into an Education Club account with People's Bank. I made 49 consecutive deposits, and they made the 50th for me in July. People's Bank's Education Club gave me the support I needed to start my future off bright. Stop into People's Bank, where it is truly always all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. First girls semifinal of the night. As we start the second quarter, Scotland County leading Princeton 11-7 with the basketball as Curry tried to make a drive off the right wing, lost the dribble, and stolen away by Lauren Crone. As Crone will bring it across the timeline. Down the far sideline into the right corner. Kicks it back out to Shahan. Top of the key to Duncan. Now Crone for three. Off the further end, no good. And Ayla Humphrey off the rebound to Feeney. Feeney gets it to Dial down on the left baseline. And try to get it back out to Feeney. And Hinkie knocks the pass out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline as Ayla Humphrey will trigger. Humphrey gets it into Feeney out between the two circles. Back to Humphrey. Inside the arc of the left wing, on the left baseline, the Dial, the Humphrey. And now Feeney will take it down the right lane, lays it up, got it. 5 points for Hannah Feeney, 13-7. Scotland with the lead. Hinkie in a double team. And now bad pass stolen away by Curry. And Feeney ties up Hinkie. Alternated possession should be Scotland County. No, Scotland County inbounded to start the quarter. So it'll be Preston basketball's Lauren Crone in front of the scorer's table will inbound. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Duncan with the basketball. Guarded by Curry between the two circles. Duncan directs traffic. Gives it to Aldnut on the right wing. Now Duncan at the top of the key. Duncan gives the ball to Shahan on the left side of the circle. Now Crone takes it around. Dial lays it up. It goes down. It counts and she fouls. As a foul, it's going to be on Emily Dial. So Dial picks up the foul. 4 points for Lauren Crone. And Crone at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, and high off the heel of the rim. No good. And Hannah Feeney off the rebound. In a hurry down the far sideline. Bounce pass to Dial. Dial on the right block. To Feeney on the left wing. Now Curry, free throw line. 15-footer, got it. Abby Curry with 3 points. 15-9. Scotland with the lead. Hinkie in the backcourt. She dribbles, guarded by Hannah Feeney across the timeline. Hinkie gives it to Crone in the left corner. Crone drives the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it. Alna had the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Feeney picks up her first foul. 14 foul against Scotland County. So Lauren Crone will inbound underneath her own basket as Crone gets the ball out to Duncan. Duncan saves it and bounce to Shahan in the right corner. Tried to get it in to Allnut. The whistle and the foul. The foul is going to be on Elena Whitaker. So Whitaker picks up her first foul. Both teams now with five team fouls. 6:15 left to play in the first half. 15-9. Scotland the lead is Crone. Tried to get it in to Allnut. And just literally threw it out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Scotland County. Elena Humphrey will get it into Feeney. As Hannah will bring it across the timeline. So Hannah Feeney dribbles to the left wing inside the arc, inside to Whitaker, turns, puts it up, missed it again. And off the rebound comes Shahan. Gives it to Crone. Crone brings it across the timeline. Takes it down in the paint. Tried to get it back out to Duncan. Stolen away by Curry. To Feeney. Here comes Scotland County. As Feeney on the left wing in the left corner to Dial for three. No good. But Whitaker, the rebound, puts it up. Got it. 4 points for Elena Whitaker. 17-9. And now Princeton wants a timeout. 5:37 left to play in the first half. First girls semifinal of the night. And Scotland County, the number one seed, leading Princeton 17-9. I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KAM Sports.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back at Schuyler County High School, 5:37 left to play in the first half, first girls semifinal of the night. And Scotland County leading Princeton 17-9. Princeton with the basketball. Hinkie will inbound to Shahan. Back to Hinkie. Hinkie almost lost the ball to Feeney. Now it's loose on the floor. They call it jump ball. And alternating possession comes back to Scotland County. As Humphrey will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Feeney. And a Feeney out between the two circles. So Humphrey inside the arc on the left wing. Feeney top of the key to the right wing to Curry. To Feeney. Now Humphrey, 15-footer on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound. A whistle and a foul. And a foul is the Dial of Whitaker. And they'll call it on Emily Dial. So two fouls on Emily Dial. 5:20 left to play in the first half. Frazier by Scotland County. Crone will inbound. Gets it to Hinkie. Hinkie back to Crone and stolen away by Humphrey. Gives it to Curry off glass. Got it. 5 points for Abby Curry. But what defense by Ayla Humphrey. Now Duncan just airmailed Allnut. Stolen away by Scotland County. To Curry off glass. Got it. And she's fouled. And the foul's going to be on Allnut. Gracie Allnut picks up her first foul. Grace Kelly will check back in. Allnut will check out. And for Abby Curry, that is 7, looking for 8. As Curry eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Abby Curry. 22-9, Scotland the lead. Hinkie behind the back dribble. And when she came around, she dribbled right away by Hannah Feeney. Now Curry to Feeney. Feeney steps into a three, no good. And a rebound to Duncan. Duncan in a double team. And a bad pass taken by Dial with the left hand. Got it. 6 points for Emily Dial. 24-9, Scotland with the lead. As Duncan with the basketball. Bad pass stolen away by Curry. Gives it to Dial. Dial puts up the shot, missed it, and Crone comes off the rebound. Down the near sideline, Lauren Crone, guarded by Ayla Humphrey. Gets it back out to Hinkie around the top of the key. Hinkie lost the ball. Thrown it away by Feeney. To the house. All class got it. 7 points for Hannah Feeney. Grace Kelly with the basketball to Hinkie. Hinkie will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Jahan for 15, no good. And Abby Curry off the rebound. 3:50 left to play in the first half. 26-9, Scotland with the lead. Feeney right to the top of the key. Now Curry for 3 on the way. In and out, no good. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Elena Whitaker, and that's her 2nd. So 2 fouls on Elena Whitaker. 16 fouls against Scotland County. And Doster and Bishop will check back in. Elena Whitaker will check out. And Abby Curry will check out. Also, Shahan will check out for Princeton. And let me see, Duncan, Crone. Also, Buckler, I think, checked back in. So, Grace Kelly, that's a 17 foul. Kelly's first one up, got it. First point for Grace Kelly. Makes it 26-9. As Hannah Anders will check in, Elena Whitaker will check out for Scotland County. So Kelly eyes it, fires it, got it. 2 points for Grace Kelly. 26-11, Scotland with the lead in basketball. Hannah Feeney across the timeline to Bishop on the left wing. To Feeney, gives it to Humphrey, dribbles to the right wing. Try to give it out to Hannah Anders, and right through Anders' hand is out of bounds. So Crone will inbound on the near sideline. Crone gets it into Duncan. As Duncan, guarded by Doster, will bring it across the timeline. Finds Kelly on the right wing. Now it's fast to Crone on the right wing. Now in the right corner to Kelly. Hinkie for 3, bullseye. Addie Hinkie has 6 points. 26-14, Scotland County with the lead. Here's Hannah Feeney. To Bishop, top of the key. Bounce pass to Feeney on the right wing. Skips it to Humphrey on the left side of the circle. To Bishop, right side of the circle. Running 10-footer. Missed it. And dunking off the rebound. And a foul is going to be on Paige Bishop. I think they're going to call it on Bishop. Yes, they are. So Paige Bishop just picked up her first foul. And to the line, we'll go McKenzie Duncan. Duncan looking for her first points of the game. Shots up, got it. So slowly but surely, Princeton clawing back in this ball game. They're down by 11. Second by Duncan. Up and no good. And Doster over the rebound. Cassini, long pass down the floor to Bishop. And almost stolen away by Buckler. As Buckler tried to save the ball from going out of bounds. And she hit the first row of bleachers pretty hard. She gets up, smiles at Hinkie. And Scotland County with the ball. As Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. Gives it to Anders on the deep right wing to Feeney. Left wing, Humphrey. Humphrey bounce pass to Anders on the right wing to Feeney. Now free throw line, Doster. Takes it down to the left block. Puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Gets it back out to Bishop. Bishop stops, pops, and 14 got it. As Paige Bishop with 2 points. Inbounds pass to Kelly against pressure by Scotland. Crone dribbles into a double team. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Humphrey. So Lauren Crone will inbound on the far sideline. 2:19 left to play in the first half. 28-15, Scotland with the lead. Princeton with the basketball. Duncan in the center circle, still with the dribble. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Kelly on the right wing, toes on the line. Gives it to Hinkie on the right wing. Hinkie guarded by Humphrey. Drives the baseline underneath the basket. Put up a shot, missed it. And Paige Bishop off the rebound and a whistle and a foul. So Bishop will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. We'll see if the foul's going to be on. And they'll call it on Grace Kelly, and that's her third. So 3 fouls on Kelly as Abby Curry checks back in. Hannah Andrews will check out. And into the ball game will come Hannah Allnut. And Kelly will set down with 2:01 left to play in the first half. So Paige Bishop with 2, looking for 3. As Bishop eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Paige Bishop. 29-15, Scotland with the lead. Bishop with 3, looking for 4. Shots on the way, got them both. 4 points for Paige Bishop. Pressure again by Scotland County. As Crone gets it into Hinkie. Ahead it goes to Duncan. Duncan in a triple team finds Hinkie between the two circles. Guarded by Feeney. As Hinkie to the top of the key. Out pops Duncan. Now Crone takes it right at Doster. Fall away 10-footer. Missed it. Rebound tipped around and out with it. As Crone tips it out of bounds and leaves Collins basketball. Now a little pressure by Princeton. Paige Bishop will inbound. Gets it to Feeney. That was Humphrey to Feeney. Now back to Ayla Humphrey. Humphrey, bounce pass to Feeney. Across the timeline to the left wing. Bounce pass to Curry. Curry gives it to Humphrey. Now Bishop on the right wing inside the arc underneath to Doster. Puts up the shot and walks with it. Too many steps for Abby Doster. Turnover gives it back to Princeton to 1:28 left to play in the first half. As Crone inbounds to Buckler. Back to Crone. Crone splits a triple team, and Hannah Feeney just too quick for Crone, dribbling right out of her hand. Gives it to Paige Bishop. Now Bishop, bad pass underneath, stolen away by Hinkie. Hinkie has the ball stolen away by Ayla Humphrey. Gives it back to Feeney. Hannah Feeney across the timeline. Bishop inside the arc on the right wing. Kicks it to Ayla Humphrey underneath. To Curry missed it, and Curry. Waited for the rebound, but Crone leaped over, got the rebound, and gives it to Duncan. Duncan will bring it across the timeline. Finds Buckler on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Hinkie between the two circles. Dahl out on the right wing. Try to go in the right corner to Duncan, and right through Duncan's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. 39 seconds left to play in the first half. Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone for Princeton. Feeney takes it into the paint, lays it up. It wouldn't go down. And Duncan comes off the rebound. Duncan looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks. Now a whistle and a foul as Duncan hits the deck. Maybe on Paige Bishop it will be. Second foul on Bishop. So we walk the other way. McKenzie Duncan will go to the line, and she'll shoot a 1-1. 19 fouls against Scotland. 1 point for McKenzie Duncan, looking for two. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Humphrey off the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. Feeney around Crone, behind the back dribble. Gives it to Doster on the right side of the circle. Now Humphrey. Feeney steps into a three. In and out, no good. Doster with the rebound, puts it up, missed it. And the rebound comes off to Curry. Curry dribbles out of the lane into the left corner. And now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 3.1 seconds left to play in the first half. It's Scotland County 30 and Princeton 15. And back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free preneed consultation.
Point 1 seconds left to play in the first half. Scotland County up by 15 with the basketball. Looking for the final shot as Curry on the far sideline will inbound to Dial. Dial gets it into Whitaker. Over to Whitaker, and that's the end of the first half. What's the score? Scotland County 30, Princeton 15. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust. Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience. You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at noon tomorrow and continues until 3 a.m. Friday morning. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 15. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 24. Snow likely tomorrow night, 14. Cloudy, 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 16.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. And it's girls semifinal night, and we're at halftime of the first girls game with Scotland County. The number one seed, leading number four seed, Princeton Lady Tigers, 30-15. Take a look at the first half scoring. First for Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 4 points, Abby Curry with 8, Anna Feeney with 7, Emily Dial with 6. Abby Doster with 1, and Elena Whitaker with 4. For Princeton, Addie Hinkey with 6 points, Claire Buckler with 2, Lauren Crone with 4, Mackenzie Duncan with one, and Grace Kelly with two. Scotland County led 11-7 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Princeton 19-8 in the second quarter, and Scotland leads here at halftime 30-15. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis, or call 465-8595. See you soon.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider. Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Hannah Feeney, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Scotland County leading Princeton here at halftime, 30-15. Coming up next, it's the second girls semifinal. It's a 2-3 game. Number 2 seed, Scotland County ladies play the number 3 seed, Canton ladies. At Monroe City tonight, it's girls semifinal. And they're probably about halftime. Number 1, South Shelby Ladybirds taking on number 5, Monroe City. The second semifinal at Monroe City tonight, number 2 Palmyra will play the number 3 seed Highland Lady Cougars. Then coming up tomorrow night, it's the boys' turn. The semifinal night from the Class 2 District 6 tournament here at Scotland County. At 6 o'clock, number 1 seed Putnam County will take on number 5 seed Princeton. The second semifinal, number 2 seed, the Knox County Eagles will take on upset 9 Canton. They number 6 seed upset Scotland County last night 69-67 in overtime. So it'll be Knox County and Canton second game tomorrow night. You'll hear both those games on KMM. Andy Middleton will be here for the play-by-play. Then tomorrow night at Monroe City in the Class 3 District 6 tournament, again boys semifinal, as Monroe City will take on South Shelby. South Shelby won at a buzzer beater last night at Monroe City by a final of 50-47. So that'll be South Shelby. Then our second game, the second game tomorrow night, number 2 seed Palmyra will play Highland, the number 3 seed. That's tomorrow night at Monroe City. I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Slade Polaris is a proud American company, and it is their privilege to thank our active military veterans, healthcare workers, and first responders for their service. Take advantage of the Hero Advantage program and get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our American heroes from your friends at Slade Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Dana Cortez, and I'm married to DJ Automatic. When it comes to big life decisions, having options is something I value for our family, especially when it comes to saving money. That's why I love State Farm.
State Farm knows everyone has a budget, and they've got options like insuring your car and your home, getting you great rates on both, or they can help personalize your policy with options so that you can get a surprisingly great rate.
I love that option. Saving money, that's what it's all about, so we bundle our home and our car. So for surprisingly great rates, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County, Iowa High School, again, home of this year's Class D District 6 basketball tournament, as we are set to start the second half first girls semifinal. And Schuyler County leading Princeton 30-15, and Princeton will have the basketball, as Abby Hankey will inbound on the far sideline. Still man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Starters are back on the floor. So Hankey gets the basketball, and here we go. Hankey looks for somebody. Still looks, and gets the ball to Crone in the left corner. Crone waits for Hankey. Now one dribble, kicks it back out to Duncan between the two circles. Duncan guarded by Curry. Crone for three on the way. Skips across the rim, and Elena Whitaker off the rebound to Feeney. And Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Between the two circles, now dial on the right wing. Back to Feeney. Swings it around to the left wing to Humphrey. To Feeney. Dial on the right wing. Dial back to Feeney. Top of the key for three. Bullseye! Hannah Feeney with 10 points. It's an 18-point. Schuyler County lead 33-15. As Hankey with the basketball across the timeline of the right wing and the right corner to Buckler. Buckler threw it right to Elena Whitaker. To Feeney. Now it's a two-on-two break. Dial, and she elects to fan back out of the right wing. Curry in the right corner. To Dial on the right wing. Now Humphrey at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Feeney on the left wing. Dial on the left baseline. Dial back to Feeney on the left wing. Skips it across to Curry. Curry will take it to the hoop. Lays it up to good. Whitaker had the rebound. Lost it. Hankey had it and punched out of her hands. Gives it back to Kelly. Back to Hankey. Hankey on the right wing, top of the key to Duncan. Kelly on the left wing beyond the arc. Kelly bounced past to Buckler on the right wing. Buckler guarded by Feeney. Hankey guarded by Humphrey on the right wing. That's Hankey with a couple of dribbles. Gives it back to Duncan. Now Kelly on the left wing. Out pops Buckler, top of the key. To Crone on the left wing beyond the arc. Crone will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and Curry off the rebound. Curry to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone for Princeton. Dial has it in the left corner beyond the arc. To Feeney. Skips it to Ayla Humphrey on the right wing. Now Curry top of the key to Feeney. Steps into another three. No good. Whitaker with the rebound. Her putback block. She got it back. Gets it back to Dial. Now Humphrey. Humphrey wide open look. running 10-footer, no good. A whistle and a foul is going to be on Elena Whitaker, as Whitaker with three personal fouls. Preston with the basketball. Hankey gives it to Crone on the right side of the circle to Kelly. Top of the key to Duncan. Back to Buckler in the right corner. Now Hankey. Hankey, spin move into the paint. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Humphrey off the rebound. Humphrey slows it down. Brings it across the timeline to the top of the key to Curry on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Feeney. As Feeney looks inside, finds Whitaker. Whitaker puts up the shot. Missed it. Got on rebound, put it back up, missed it. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Grace Kelly, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Grace Kelly. And Elena Whitaker will go to the line to shoot a pair. Whitaker with four, looking for five. First shot, no good. 5:15 left to play in the third quarter, 33-15. Scotland County with the lead. And it's Elena Whitaker, again, four, looking for five shots up. Pinballs in and out, no good. And Kelly comes off the rebound. Kelly gets it ahead to Hankey. Hankey splits a double team, top of the key. Now Buckler to Kelly. Kelly on the left side of the circle will have the ball stripped away. Here comes Feeney against Hankey with the left hand, missed it, and rebound. Tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Scotland County. So Duncan will inbound. Pressure by Scotland County. Duncan gets it in to Kelly, and a whistle and a foul, and they're going to call a foul on Feeney. So Hannah Feeney picks up her second foul. Second team foul against Scotland County. Duncan again will inbound. As Duncan gets it in to Kelly, it's almost tied up by Feeney to Kelly. Gets it ahead to Hankey. Hankey against Humphrey. Stolen away by Ayla, and Ayla steps on the end line. Still outstanding defense by Ayla Humphrey and Hannah Feeney on Hankey. Kelly gets the ball inside to Crone. Crone puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be on Emily Dial, I think. And they call it on Emily Dial. That's her third. And Lauren Crone has 6 points. As Dial will check out, Paige Bishop check in for Scotland County. As Lauren Crone with six, looking for seven. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 7 points for Lauren Crone. 33-18, back to a 15-point Scotland lead. Anna Feeney across the timeline. Bounce pass, Humphrey on the left wing beyond the arc. Now the left baseline, Curry, Defini, top of the key, inside to Elena. Whitaker puts it up and got it. 6 points for Whitaker. 35-18, giving the assist to Feeney. Hankey gets it out to Duncan, top of the key. Kelly, back to Hankey on the right wing. Hankey will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Curry comes off the rebound to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Bishop. Inside it goes, tried to get it to Whitaker, knocked out of bounds by Kelly. It'll be Scotland County basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket, as Allnut will check in, and Kelly will set down with four personal fouls, 4:14 left to play in the third quarter. Feeney underneath their own basket to inbound, gets it to Humphrey in the left corner. Humphrey to the left lane, tried to kick it back out to Feeney, and Feeney couldn't catch the pass. It goes out of bounds, turnover Scotland County. So Duncan will inbound on their sideline. Gets it to Crone. As Crone, guarded by Feeney. Crone flips a double team across the sideline to Hankey on the right wing. Hankey gives it to Duncan on the left wing. Duncan tried to, from the paint, put up a running 15-footer, blocked out of bounds by Abby Curry. So Hankey will inbound underneath her own basket. As Addie Hankey slaps it, gets it to Allnut in the right corner. Allnut to the dotted line. Left-handed five-footer. Got it. So Gracie Allnut with 2 points. 35-20. Scotland County with the lead and the basketball. Humphrey on the left wing. Gives it back to Bishop. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Feeney on the right wing. Back to Humphrey. Upfield the left lane. Now Bishop, 15-footer on the way. Got it. Paige Bishop with 6 points. 37-20. That's Crone against Brasher. Gives it to Hinkie. Hinkie back to Crone on the right wing. Puts up the shot. Blocked by Whitaker. Saves inbound by Elena Humphrey. Defeney gives it to Bishop. Bishop inside to Whitaker. Whitaker puts up the shot and walks with it. She was guarded by Allnut. Now Abby Doster will check in, and Abby Curry will set down. 3:08 left to play in the third quarter. 17-point Scotland County lead. Brasher by Scotland. Hinkie gets it ahead to Crone. Crone will take it right at Whitaker. Now they get the ball out to Buckley. Put up a shot and missed it. Doster with the rebound, lost it. Picked up by Humphrey, a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Addie Hinkie. So Hinkie picks up her first foul. Ayla Humphrey will trigger. Gets it in to Feeney. 2-3 zone for Putnam County, or Princeton, rather. Bishop on the deep right wing to Feeney. Now the left wing to Humphrey. Back to Feeney. Inside the Doster free throw line. Humphrey. Humphrey stops, pops him. 10, got it. Ayla Humphrey with 2 points. 39-20. Scotland County with the lead. Hinkie against Brasher. Hinkie to the middle of the floor. Kicks it out to Crone on the right wing beyond the arc. Crone immediately picked up by Feeney. Now Hinkie. Hinkie goes into the paint. Whistle and a foul away from the ball. And the foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey picks up her second personal foul, 14th foul against Collin County. Lauren Crone will inbound. As Crone gets the ball in to Allnut, whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be, I think, on Whitaker. And it is. So that's 4 fouls on Elena Whitaker. So Elena Whitaker will sit down. Abby Curry will check back in. As Crone underneath the basket inbound. And now whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Ella Humphrey. Humphrey picks up her third personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Scotland. Hinkie will inbound underneath her own basket. As Hinkie looks for somebody, gets it to Crone on the right side of the circle, to the left side of the circle. Stolen away by Bishop. Now to foot race. Paige to the house, lays it up, got it. 8 points for Paige Bishop. As Hinkie dribbles into a double team. Now takes it right at Doster. Off glass. Missed it. And Curry off the rebound. As Curry gets it to Feeney. Feeney gets it ahead to Bishop on the right wing. Back to Feeney on the right wing. As Feeney's cross court to the left wing to Humphrey. Doster free throw line to Feeney. Off glass. Missed it. But a whistle and a foul. Foul maybe on Allnut. So Gracie Allnut picks up the foul. That's her second. And Hannah Feeney at the line. And Princeton wants a timeout. 1:46 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County 41. Princeton 20. Back in a minute. This is KNEM Sports.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
1:46 left to play in the third quarter. First girls semifinal of the night. Scotland County leading Princeton 41-20, and Hannah Feeney will be at the line to shoot 2 shots. As Feeney has 10 points, looking for 11 shots. Ah, pinballs in and out, no good. Still 41-20. Hannah Feeney still with 10 points, still looking for 11. Shots on the way, got it. 11 points for Hannah Feeney. 42-20. Brace you by Scotland County. Hinkey with the basketball, guarded by Humphrey. Now in a double team, gets the ball to Duncan. And stolen away by Hannah Feeney. The Bishop to the house. Got it. 10 points for Paige Bishop. 44-20. As they tried to get the ball down to Crone. Crone had it poked out of her hand out of bounds by Hannah Feeney. So Lauren Crone will inbound on the near sideline. Crone gets the ball to Duncan. Duncan at the timeline, across the timeline, between the two circles to Buckler. Buckler between the two circles to Hinkey between the two circles. Takes it around to the left lane, puts up the shot, missed it. And Hannah Feeney off the rebound. Feeney gets it ahead to Bishop. Bishop saves it inbounds, but right to Duncan. And Duncan in the double team, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Paige Bishop. Scotland fans didn't care for that call. As they called the foul on Bishop, that's her third. Seventh team foul against Scotland County. That sends Mackenzie Duncan to the line. She is 2-1-1. She has one, looking for two. 1:08 left to play in the third quarter. As Mackenzie Duncan gets the basketball. First shot on the way, missed it, and a rebound stayed alive, kept alive by Boston, picked up by Bishop to Humphrey. As Humphrey will bring it across the timeline, finds Bishop on the right wing to Humphrey between the two circles. Out pops Doster to the top of the key. Doster gives it to Curry on the wing, poked out of her hand by Buckler. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline as Ayla Humphrey will trigger. Humphrey gets in the backcourt to Hannah Feeney. As Feeney walks it across the timeline, finds Humphrey on the deep right wing. Humphrey gives it to Curry at the top of the key to Bishop on the left wing to Doster. Doster back to Bishop. Curry now to the right wing to Feeney. Feeney looks inside, tried to find Doster, threw it over Doster's head. Stolen away by Aldett. Almost stolen back by Feeney. And now a whistle and a foul. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. Be on Hannah Feeney. So Hannah Feeney picks up her third personal foul. 18 foul against Scotland County as Shahan will check back in. Landa, Shahan, and Buckler will set down. To the line will go Gracie Allnut. So Allnut with two, looking for three. First shot up, got it. 3 points for Gracie Allnut. 44-21, Scotland with the lead. 28 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Allnut, three, looking for four. Shots on the way, missed it. And out with the rebound comes Abby Doster to Hannah Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now down the left lane, she'll put up a shot with a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on the floor. And it's going to be on Gracie Allnut. So Allnut picks up her third personal foul. Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Feeney looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets the ball to Curry. Now on the left wing to Bishop. Left corner to Hannah Feeney. Feeney bounce pass to the top of the key. Humphrey. Now Curry for three. On the way. No good. And Curry just comes off the rebound. Rebound right, went right beneath the hands of Clone. And now Clone steals a pass. Couldn't put up a shot, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Scotland County 44, Princeton 21. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Scotland County with the lead as we go into the final 8 minutes. First girls semifinal from the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. As Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Curry on the right wing, the right corner to Dial. Inside to Whitaker. Missed his shot. Got on rebound. Put it back up and got it. 8 points to Ayla Whitaker. 46-21 as Duncan will bring it across the timeline. Duncan. Between the two circles, guarded by Abby Curry. To the top of the key, to Crone. A pass to intended for Crone, stolen away by Emily Dial. To Feeney. Feeney across the timeline to Humphrey on the right wing. Humphrey inside, it goes to Whitaker. Off glass, got it. 10 points, Elena Whitaker. 48-21. Scotland with the lead as Duncan with the basketball. Between the two circles, guarded by Feeney. Now Crone, guarded by Dial. As Crone dribbles top of the key, out pops Shaham at the top of the key. Now Hinkie, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Ayla Humphrey, and that's her fourth. So four fouls on Ayla Humphrey as Grace Kelly will check back in. Paige Bishop gets set to check in, and she'll check in for Ayla Humphrey. And to the line will go Abby Hinkie. So Hinkie with 6 points. Looking for seven. She'll shoot a 1-1. That's 9 team fouls against Scotland County. First one by Hinkie. Got it. 7 points for Addie Hinkie. Now Curry comes in on top of the left lane. Next shot up, left it short, and Paige Bishop off the rebound to Feeney. 48-22, Scotland County with the lead. As Feeney has it between the two circles, directs traffic. Well, it's 2-1-2 zone by Princeton. Curry has on the right wing in the right corner. Back to Feeney. Inside to Whitaker, batted away, picked up by Dial. Dial puts the shot up, missed it. But due to foul, the foul may be on Shaham, it will be. So Landy Shaham picks up her first foul. Well, we call it on Kelly. So Kelly just fouls out of the ball game. That'll bring in Gracie Allnut. So Grace Kelly fouls out. She had 2 points in the ball game. As Dials, first one up and got it. 7 points for Emily Dial. 49-22, Scotland is the lead as Dial. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 8 points for Emily Dial. 50-22, Scotland with the lead, 6:44 left to play. Duncan across the timeline, picked up by Curry between the two circles. Dribbles to the right wing, reverse to the right side of the circle. Gets the ball to Shaham. Now Hinkie against Whitaker, puts up a shot, blocked by Whitaker, and a loose ball picked up by Dial. Gives it to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Curry. Curry will take it along the baseline, little 10-foot jumper, no good. All that off the rebound to Crone. That's Crone with the basketball. Walks it across the timeline. Picked up by Emily Dial in the center circle. Still with the dribble. Crone to the right wing. Inside the arc. Now Crone gives it to Shaham, and Shaham double dribbled it. Again, outstanding defense by Scotland County. So Hannah Feeney will inbound to Humphrey, or to Bishop, rather, and gives it back to Hannah Feeney. Feeney to Dial on the left wing. Dial down the left baseline. Hannah Feeney on the left wing. Free throw line, Curry underneath. Whitaker tried a reverse layup, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Allnut to Crone. As Crone picked up by Dial at the timeline. Crone still with the dribble, deep left wing. Now dribbles out between the two circles to Hinkie between the two circles. Hinkie gives it to Allnut on the left side of the circle, inside Chahan on the left block, lost the ball, pushed away by Bishop, picked up by Dial to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Dial, a little 10-footer off the baseline, got it. And that is 10 points, Ramley Dial, 52-32, 5 minutes left to play in the game. Scotland County leading by 30. They give it to Allnut. She dribble drive off the right wing, put up a shot and missed it. As it's a continuous clock, the official's trying to tell the scorekeeper it's continuous. So now the clock runs as Gracie Allnut will be at the line. She has three, looking for four. Shots up, no good. Back in the ball game, Abby Doster, Elena Whitaker will check out. Buckler checks back in, and Chahan will check out. So Allnut still with three, looking for four. Shots on the way, got it. Now they can check the clock off. Scotland County up by 29 with the basketball. Tana Feeney across the timeline. Bishop in the right corner. Bishop kicks the ball out back out to Curry. Now Dial on the left wing. Dial, one dribble, bounce to the top of the key. Finds Feeney on the left wing. Feeney gives it to Bishop between the two circles. Dial in the right corner. Dial gives it back to Bishop, to Feeney. Feeney kicks it back out to Curry on the left wing. Brings it back out between the two circles to Feeney. Inside to Doster. Batted out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Now Bren Aylward will check in. And Abby Curry will check out. 3:46 left to play in the ball game. Hannah Feeney looks for somebody. Paige Bishop for three. Bullseye. 13 points for Paige Bishop. 55-23, 3:35 left to play in the ball game. With the basketball, Hinkie cut off on the right baseline by Feeney to Allnut to the dotted line. Now Duncan running 14 footer, got it. 3 points for Mackenzie Duncan. 55-25, Scotland with the lead and the basketball. Feeney gives it to Dial in the right corner. Back to Feeney. Bishop. Now Aylward in the left corner. Back to Bishop. Skips it over to Dial. Dial kicks it back out to Bishop between the two circles. Now to Feeney. Back to Dial in the right corner. Dial, one dribble. Back to Feeney as they spread the floor. Bishop between the two circles to Dial on the right side of the circle. Kicks it back out to Feeney. Inside Aylward. Aylward tried to bounce pass back out to Dial. Stolen away by Hinkie. Hinkie takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Addie Hinkie with 9 points, and Princeton wants a timeout. 2:38 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 55, Princeton 27. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Back at Schuyler County. Schuyler County with the basketball, leading 55-27. 2:25 left to play in the game. It's Doster on the right side of the circle to Aylward on the left side. Now pass to Dial between the two circles. Dial has the ball high above her head. Now Feeney. Feeney kicks it off to Aylward for three on the way. Airballed it. And Doster had it stolen away by Allnut. Allnut down the far sideline in a hurry. Pulls up on the left wing. Gives it to Duncan. And that's Hinkie. And Hinkie picks it up and throws it out of bounds. Duncan tried to save it in, couldn't do it. Now Shahan will check back in, and Buckler will check out. 1:59 left to play in the game. And Scotland County will favor the championship Saturday at noon. They'll play the winner of the second game tonight between Schuyler County and Canton. Doster at the top of the key. Gives it to Dial on the right wing. As Dial gives it back to Feeney. Feeney to Dial. Dial, a ball high above her head, guarded by Crone. Bounces it off her foot, picks it up. Fans out to the left wing. Gives it to Feeney on the left wing. Now between the two circles, to Bishop between the two circles. Bounce fast to Feeney. Feeney, top of the key, bounce fast to Doster on the right wing. Doster, one dribble to Aylward on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Aylward, one dribble, bounce fast to Dial on the right wing underneath to Feeney. Off glass, missed it, got a rebound, put it back up, missed it, but drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Lauren Crone, and that's her first of the ball game. As Lauren Crone, a senior, playing her last game as a Princeton Lady Tigers. Feeney's first shot up, got it. 12 points for Hannah Feeney. Emily Dial will check out. Hannah Andrews will check in. Gets a nice hand from the crowd. Second by Feeney is good, as Feeney has 13 points. So now Corey Schultz clears the bench. Feeney comes out with a standing ovation. As Anders checks in, Doster already in, Aylward, Quinn Hamlin checks in, and Bishop is in the ball game for Scotland County. Crone with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline, guarded by Quinn Hamlin. Kicks it off to Shahan in the right corner. Shahan to Hinkie. Hinkie takes it right at Doster, puts the shot up, missed it. And the foul's going to be on Doster, I think, and it will be. So Abby Doster picks up her second personal foul. And at the line, Addie Hinkie. She has 9 points, looking for 10. First one up, got it. So Addie Hinkie with 10 points. As into the ball game will come Hannah Allnut. So Hannah Allnut checks in, and the senior, Lauren Crone, checks out. The tears start to flow. Big hug from her coach. As a lot of times the realization, it sets in pretty quick that this is it. And she gets a hand from the Scotland County crowd, and the Scotland County bench gives her a hand. So Addie Hinkie, a freshman, second shot up, got them both. She has 11. And it's 57-29, 30 seconds. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Princeton. Out pops Doster at the top of the key. Doster to Aylward on the left wing. Aylward underneath to Hamlin. Puts up the shot, and she is hammered by Hannah Allnut. So Hannah Allnut will pick up her first foul. They stop the clock with 17 seconds, so Quinn Hamlin will get the chance to shoot both free throws. First shot up is no good. As into the ball game comes Jelena Gibson, and out comes Addie Hinkie. As Hamlin's second free throw up, airballed it, and it'll go back to Princeton. 17 seconds left to play. Cheyenne Dinsmore will inbound. Gets it to Shahan. Now they try to get the ball down in the corner, stolen away by Quinn Hamlin. Quinn will take it to the house, lays it up, missed it, and off the rebound comes Shahan with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, three-pointer on the way. No good. That's the end of the ball game. What's the final score? Scotland County 57, Princeton 29. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KNN Sports.
New Spicy Lover's Pizza from Pizza Hut is here. With spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, and a fiery blend of herbs and crushed red pepper, your taste buds will thank you after they cool down. New Spicy Lover's Pizza. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Product availability and prices may vary. Exclusions apply.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
Battling the IRS over tax issues? Then you need an ally that will fight the IRS for you. Don't try to fight or negotiate with the IRS on your own. Call Allies Tax Relief today at 800-390-5870. That's 800-390-5870.
New Spicy Lover's Pizza from Pizza Hut is here. With spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, and a fiery blend of herbs and crushed red pepper, your taste buds will thank you after they cool down. New Spicy Lover's Pizza. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Product availability and prices may vary.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It for everything you do? We created 102 reasons to switch to a Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro this year. The first 100 reasons, you'll get $100 to switch. Yep, $100. Reason 101, we'll track down every last tax credit so you get every dollar you deserve. 102, we guarantee your biggest refund. Want to discover Reason 103? Book an appointment at a participating location near you and get credit for everything you do. Offer ends March 6th. Available at participating retail locations for new clients only. Mention this ad when filing. Terms apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
New day.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. It's the final. As the number one seed, Scotland County Lady Tigers defeat the Princeton Lady Tigers in the first girls semifinal of the night, 57-29. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Scotland County. Paige Bishop with 13 points. Ayla Humphrey with 2. Abby Curry with 8. Hannah Feeney with 13. Emily Dial with 10. Abby Doster with 1. And Elena Whitaker with 10. Scotland County led 11-7 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Princeton 19-8 in the second quarter. Scotland led 30-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland again outscored Princeton 14-6. Scotland led 44-21 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland again outscored Princeton 13-8. Scotland wins at 57-29. Scotland County advances. They improved to 22-3, while Princeton ends their season with a record of 18-9. Coming up, the second semifinal tonight, Scotland County and Canton, a 2-3 matchup, and I'll be back with that one in about 9 minutes. This is KMN Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis. The Memphis Democrat weekly newspaper. Memphis Lumber Company. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company. Nutrient Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis. The People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Scotland County R1 Schools. Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina. Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. Trump Trucks in Cahokia. Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center just west of Memphis.